I'll talk to you a little bit about today is some of the economic impacts that we estimated right after Hurricane Katrina came through the state, and then about a month later, right after Hurricane Rita came in through the state. So when we look at this information, it's really a combined effect of both Hurricane Katrina and Rita to Louisiana's agriculture. And I'll also talk a little bit about some of the estimates that were economic impacts that were estimated from Mississippi State. Before we get in terms of the actual economic impacts, talk a little bit about Louisiana agriculture and what it was prior to 2005 and prior to the two hurricanes. Louisiana agriculture is extremely diversified. You can think about anything that is grown commercially, and Louisiana has that sector in it. I mean, it may not be a very large sector, but at least we have some commercial production of just about anything you can think of. Commercial production, more than 30 plant commodities. Commercial production, more than 30 vegetable crops. We have a relatively large cattle and horse industry. We have a dairy industry that I'm sure Dr. McCormick's going to talk about more here today that has been shrinking. We have a growing poultry sector in Northwest Louisiana, and we have large aquaculture and fishery sectors. And all of these sectors, one way or the other, were impacted by either Hurricane Katrina, by Hurricane Rita, or in many cases, by both hurricanes. Prior to 2005, and the economic impact, LSU Ag Center estimates each year the economic impact of agriculture on the state's economy. And prior to 2005, the numbers were fairly similar to the ones I have here. That total economic impact of somewhere around $10 to $11 billion to the Louisiana economy. About half of that in terms of farm gate value, and the other half in terms of value added. Where we're located in terms of row crop agriculture, and this for our state would be primarily cotton, corn, grain sorghum, wheat, soybeans, sugarcane, and rice. So those would be the commodities that we have here in this graph here. And you can see basically from the kind of the dark blue central part of the state down to the coast that we've got about 50% of our row crop agriculture in that area. And those obviously were the areas that were impacted most by either Hurricane Katrina or Hurricane Rita. A dark purple region in the down toward the coast is where primarily most of our sugarcane is grown. The brownish red to the west, southwest region is primarily where most of our rice is grown. So we had two areas that where the majority of our one commodity was grown was significantly impacted by either one or both storms. Look at the Louisiana cattle industry. Again, center of the state down toward to the coastal regions, well over 50% of our cattle are located. The dark green southeastern region is where the majority of our dairy industry is in this state, well above around 90%, I think, the last numbers that I looked at. So what dairy industry we have left is in that area, and that's obviously one of the areas that was in direct path or semi-direct path of Hurricane Katrina. Some other regional production that we had, nursery and vegetable crops in that southeast region, the dark green region, based on our ag summary information, about 25% of our total nursery and vegetable crop industries are in that area. Central Louisiana, central region, also was impacted by heavy winds from both storms. About 33% of our nursery and vegetable crop production is in that area. Christmas trees, 23% of our total industries in the southeast region. Citrus, the majority of our citrus, what little citrus we have in this state, is primarily in a one or two parish region. And that Plaquemines Parish, if you've watched the news, that was one of the parishes that was really devastated by Hurricane Katrina. 80% of our strawberry industries in the southeast region, and as I mentioned earlier, large portion of our dairy industries in that region as well. I'm going to talk about some impacts and some long-term impacts a little later on, but really and truly, in the case of the dairy industry, in the case of our rice industry in particular, The hurricanes just made a bad situation even worse. We had some financial difficulties leading up to the hurricanes, and then what happened was the hurricanes came in and just kind of made a bad situation worse. And we had drought-type conditions prior to the hurricanes coming. Everyone's been impacted by the increased fuel and fertilizer and input costs. For many of our commodities at that point in time, we had very, very low commodity prices. So financially, many of our producers were really on a fairly shaky standing prior to the hurricanes. So a lot of the impacts that we were going to talk about, particularly the long-term impacts and the acreage shifts and the number of producers that we've lost, have been a function of, yes, the hurricanes, but also a function of the financial situations that were occurring up to the hurricanes. We had two hurricanes. I've been with the Ag Center since 1998, and from that time we have done damage estimates about 7 or 8 times, either be it for drought or too much rain. This by far was a unique situation in trying to estimate just exactly the kind of economic impact we had to our agricultural sector, because one, all of our commodities were impacted, and the type of damage that we had out there was certainly quite a bit different than from a drought condition type situation or a situation where we get 15, 20 inches of rain over a week's period. So it made it very challenging to try to, one, get information quickly. One thing in this situation, or in trying to estimate this, politicians and administration want the estimates in about 2 days. And it's very, very difficult to try to balance trying to get the best information that you can and trying to meet timelines that are put upon you by politicians wanting to go to Washington and trying to get some additional monies for your producers. So it was a very challenging time in trying to gather information on not only the number of commodities that we were trying to estimate impacts on, but the time frame that we had. Some of the issues that we did see in terms of obviously reduced revenue through either lower production, lost production, reduced quality, reduced or impacted markets, particularly in the case of the fruits and vegetables. You look at New Orleans and lost that market. That was a huge market for a lot of the fruits and vegetables and a lot of the other nursery crop type markets as well, and the impact that Hurricane Katrina had on New Orleans area was obviously going to be an issue for those commodities. Increased production cost for most of our row crop producers that still had commodity out in the field, the amount of rain and the amount of lodge crops that we had in the field really impacted harvest costs and harvest efficiencies. So we tried to look at that as well. And really was new to us, or new to me, in terms of estimating damage impacts to our agriculture was looking at the amount of infrastructure loss that we had. You know, we don't have infrastructure loss when you have a drought. We don't have infrastructure loss when you have a 10 to 15 inches of rain in a week period. But with this storm, we had a considerable amount of infrastructure loss with it as well. Estimating the impact, basically I tried to coordinate those estimates from the LSU Ag Center standpoint, but I'm by no means a one-person show here. I rely very heavily on our production specialists, our county agents out in the field, other ag economists in our department, and trying to. So it's really a cooperative effort in trying to collect information, collect data, and trying to put the best estimates that we can possibly provide in the time frame that we have. But we do get in and survey our production specialists. We survey our county agents in each of our 64 parishes. And we try to develop estimates for physical losses, and then we take those into our department and try to put some dollar signs to those physical losses and those quality losses as well. We do try to do a preliminary estimates and then try to refine those estimates within about a month's period. Basically the way it happened for Hurricane Katrina and Rita, our first preliminary estimates came out in October, and then January, February timeframe of 06. We refined and tried to expand those estimates. Again, kind of giving you a picture of where Hurricane Katrina went through. Obviously, you can see here southeast Louisiana. This is most of our dairy, a lot of our horticulture and fruits and vegetables, strawberry, our citrus. But also impacted here is our majority of our sugarcane industry. So those were the big impacts that had on our state. One thing I didn't mention to this point yet was we have a very large forestry sector in southeast Louisiana that was also devastated by Hurricane Katrina. Then about a month later, we had Hurricane Rita came through just to the west of the Louisiana-Texas border. We were on the east side of the storm, the worst side of the storm, and we had considerable amount of flooding, loss of considerable amount of livestock during that flooding, particularly in the southwest portion of the state, where we have probably the highest concentration of beef cattle in the whole state in this area here. And funny, one thing that is kind of curious is that when we look at our Terrebonne and Lafourche parishes, which were much closer to Hurricane Katrina, we had very little livestock loss during Hurricane Katrina, but with the flooding that we had with Hurricane Rita, we actually had higher losses with Rita than we did with Katrina in those two parishes in terms of cattle losses. Again, damage issues that we did have, reduced production, reduced quality, increased production and harvest costs. We had some lost inventory. Livestock producers lost quite a bit of hay out there in forage. Well, we had some other rice producers that had the majority of their 2005 rice crop stored in on-farm storage. We had some on-farm storage that had as much as 7, 8, 9 feet of water in those storage facilities. So we did lose quite a bit of lost inventory in there. Infrastructure damage, and then we had some obviously some future production implications. We had quite a bit of flooding and saltwater intrusion, and we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go along. Row crop damages. Sugarcane, we had about a 24% average loss in terms of our sugarcane production. We had lost planted cane acres when Hurricane Katrina, and more specifically when Hurricane Rita came through. We had quite a bit of our cane that was just being planted at that point in time, and we lost quite a bit of those acres. Unharvestable cane acres, we had sugarcane acres that were completely underwater in some areas along the coast. Lost stubble acres, and then we had also flooded acres. The damages that I'm going to show you in terms of dollar numbers are all short-term, immediate economic impacts. We really didn't get into, other than trying to discuss some future implications, didn't get into really putting a dollar value on what those future implications could be. But all these flooded areas, particularly in the case of sugarcane and rice, with the saltwater intrusion that we had, we've seen some carryover effect in terms of 2006 production that we'll talk about here in a little bit. Cotton, not grown in the coastal region of the state, more in the northeast region, but we had some pretty high winds up to the northern part of the state that knocked down quite a bit of cotton off the plant, so we had about a 17% loss there on average. Rice, most of our rice was harvested, our first crop. We have in many parts of our state, we do a double crop or a second crop of rice. We had about 58,000 acres out there, and we only were able to harvest about 15,000 acres. So we lost somewhere in the neighborhood of about 45,000 acres of our second crop rice. Soybean production, we had about a 29% loss. And this is what we estimated in terms of an economic impact from the hurricanes. 2004 farm gate value was prior to the hurricanes, what was kind of our typical average in terms of what kind of farm gate value we have for those commodities, and then we can see that we have, this is where our economic impacts were, and then there's a percent of this impact as compared to our farm gate value. You can look at cotton, about 18%, rice about 5%, soybeans about 2% of farm gate value. You look at sugarcane, why is that number so big? Because we did have quite a bit of production costs, increase in production costs that we're putting in there as well. We had some acres that were totally zeroed out with the saltwater intrusion. So we did have a relatively large impact as compared to our farm gate value. Nursery fruit and vegetable damages, moving on. Wholesale nurseries lost production, lost revenue. Strawberries, we had quite a bit of strawberry operations that had to go back and replace plastics, and that's fairly expensive proposition. Pecan production, we had quite a bit of lost production and quality issues. Citrus, we had lost production, we had lost trees. we had lost nurseries, so it was kind of the whole gamut in terms of our citrus industry. You can look here, same kind of format, 2004 farm gate value, estimated impact. You can see here, when you look at the amount of production that we lost, the value of the trees that we lost, and the value of the nurseries that we lost, that put us on a 194% of our typical annual farm gate value for citrus commodity. Nursery crops, about a 20% loss as compared to our 04 farm gate value. Look at pecans, fruits and vegetables, about a $2.9 million impact. And then honey, we had about a $600,000 impact for our honey industry. Livestock damage issues, cattle, we estimated we had about 25 to 30,000 head of livestock that were lost. Of that, only about 6,000 were lost from Hurricane Katrina. The remaining of those cattle were lost in Hurricane Rita. Because of the amount of flooding in the southwest part of the state, and because the region where Hurricane Katrina impacted is just a lot less densely populated with beef cattle in those areas than is southwest Louisiana. We also had some forced liquidations. What cattle the producers were able to find didn't have any place to put them. Most of their pastures were underwater. Once the water did subside, they had quite a bit of salt water intrusion on there and salt levels there. So we had a lot of producers that were forced to liquidate cattle, brought those cattle to the auction barns, and the value of those cull cows went from about 50 cents per pound prior to the storm to about 35 cents per pound right after the storm. So they lost a considerable amount of money in terms of having to force liquidate those cattle. Number of horses lost, about 200 to 500 in terms of death loss. Again, some forced liquidations there. Poultry industry, that's in the northwest part of the state. We had some relatively high winds from Hurricane Rita as it moved up along the state. We had a couple of houses that were a lot of electricity, and we lost about anywhere from 150 to 200,000 birds. Hay and forage, over 100,000 acres of pasture land affected. Over 30,000 acres of hay meadows affected, as we estimated, and we had about 30,000 tons of stored hay that was lost. So you look at kind of the economic impact to that beef cattle industry, about $44-45 million. Dairy, I'm sure Dr. McCormick's going to argue with those, and I know those numbers are a little bit low. I think we look at somewhere, last numbers that we looked at were somewhere in the neighborhood of about $10-20 million. In terms of an economic impact for our dairy industry. Horses, about $17 million, and poultry for about $3 million when you consider production losses, dead birds, and some infrastructure damage. Forestry, and we'll just skip through these pretty quickly. This kind of gets away from our agriculture and more into forestry and our fisheries industry. But forestry was by far our largest impacted sector. Fallen and damaged timber, we had not only what timber was down, but a lack of workforce to harvest that timber, and a lack of demand for that timber to go to the market. Fisheries, we had lost fishing days and lost infrastructure. Wildlife, we had lost habitat and lost revenue possibilities because of that lost habitat and lost wildlife. And then we had some pretty significant impacts in terms of our aquaculture sector, primarily our crawfish sector. Forestry, about $840 million impact estimated to our forestry sector. You look at row crops, another $350 million. Fruits and vegetables, about $445 million. Livestock and forage, about $76 million. Aquaculture, another $58 million. And then our fisheries and wildlife kind of lumped together, $217 million. So the total impact, as we estimated, for the state was about $1.6 billion in terms of lost revenue, increased production costs, and some lost future income. Other income economic impacts, where we could, we put in some infrastructure, but we went back later and tried to estimate just exactly what our infrastructure losses were. We rely fairly heavily on our county agents to provide some of the actual physical loss information. County agents are pretty good about telling us how many acres are lost and how many acres and what yields are going to be prior to and after the storm. You ask them to go out and count how many barns are knocked down and what the value of those barns are. It becomes a much more difficult decision to be made there. But based on our best estimates, we had about another $100 million in terms of infrastructure loss. That includes sheds, barns, miles and miles of fence row that were down. We estimate in addition to that $1.6 billion. What we did in our department is took those basic direct agriculture impacts and tried to see what that might mean in terms of the Louisiana economy. We had both direct and indirect impacts. This is another study that we did. Impacts to production agriculture, impacts to those value-added opportunities, impacts on agriculture-related jobs, and trying to get a handle of what these two storms may have meant to Louisiana. But we also had some positive impacts in terms of related to the recovery of government assistance that funneled into the state, recapital investments that were made back either by producers or others back into their farming operations. So those positives, we tried to look at both the negative impacts and the positives to kind of get a net impact to our state in terms of these two storms. And we just looked at it using an input-output model. And this is the information that we were able to come up with. This is a net direct impact to the state. So again, looking at and weighing the negatives from the production loss, the revenue loss, versus the positives from the government assistance monies coming in, the capital reinvestments that's happening, and those type of information, that type of sources, and looking to see what that net impact was. And we had a total net impact of about a negative $1.2 billion in terms of direct output, another $596 million in terms of value added, and in terms total, we had about a 24,000 estimated job loss as related to Hurricane Katrina and Rita. Now, keep in mind, this is a short-term estimate, and with the recovery and things of that nature that happen over time, this is not a long-term estimate, but only a short-term estimate. We had some other long-term impacts. We really haven't put in a dollar value to those, but we've seen it in terms of some shifts in terms of production and shifts in terms of number of producers that we have. Impacts related to flooding, saltwater intrusion, disruption of normal production rotations, and financial difficulties all have had some longer-term impacts. You look in the case of rice, 2005, the storms hit. We had quite a bit of our area where we have a lot of rice grown that were impacted by flooding and saltwater. Had extremely high salt levels in both soils and irrigation water in 2006. So we saw a 34% reduction in rice acres in 06. We haven't regained those acres. We did not regain those acres in 07. Not all that's directly attributed to the two hurricanes. As I mentioned earlier, we had some financial difficulties in the rice industry prior to the two storms, and so some of that reduction is also related to the already poor standing financially that many of our producers had, and the hurricane just really being the final straw. Citrus acreage and production down 55% in 06. Nursery operations, depending on how they're ranked or how they're classified, it down from 2 to 27% in 2006. And these numbers are based on our LSU Ag summary numbers. Sugarcane acres down about 6%. Again, that's mostly from saltwater intrusion and not getting acres planted. And then dairy operations down 15%, and I think probably even down even further than that currently. Obviously, it's not limited to Louisiana. Contacted our counterpart, Mississippi State, who did similar estimates for Mississippi. They saw very similar issues that what we saw here in Louisiana in terms of lost production, lost revenue, increased production costs, future revenue losses. They estimated fewer industries than what we did. I don't know if that's a function of fewer industries that were impacted or just based on they just kind of aggregated some information there. They had a much smaller impact on agronomic crops versus ours, and really were fairly close if you don't consider sugarcane, which we had a relatively large impact loss on sugarcane, and they had a much larger impact on the livestock sector than we did, given that they have a larger livestock sector than we do. These are their numbers. Cotton, 36 million, soybeans, 5 million, rice, 14, corn, 2.1 million, dairy, 21 million, beef and forage, 71, poultry, 93 million, horticulture crops, 18, 262 million to their agriculture, 1.2 billion to their forestry sector. They have a much larger forestry sector than we do in Louisiana. So relatively close to what we had. We had 1.5. They have about 1.5 billion as well, estimated for their economic impacts from Hurricane Katrina. So in summary, we had some very significant losses. Some of those losses we are still dealing with today to some extent. More than $3 billion impact to those two states, Louisiana and Mississippi. Storm impacts added to our already difficult financial situation, and I think for many of our producers was just kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, and have not even to this point been able to recoup from those impacts. Thank you all very much.